from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, city limits. Little bit of breaking news as we were talking in the last segment. Celebrate the 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And also the Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions, sunchevy.com, high of 75 today, sunny skies. There was some breaking news, and of course, I kind of got sidetracked a little bit trying to figure out what exactly it was. But the Penguins have made a trade for Rutger McGroarty.
Rutger McGroarty.
According to Elliot Friedman.
But the bigger news is what the Penguins gave up.
Braden Yeager's
going to the Jets, the top prospect in the Penguins organization.
So, and apparently this guy is either the number one or number two prospect in the Jets organization. So, I think one of the things that is pretty clear to me is that this is a deal where maybe the Penguins were not quite as high on Yeager anymore. And maybe the Jets kind of felt like this McGroarty could use a little bit of a change of scenery.
I don't get it.
It's hard to know without, obviously, we're just the breaking news is literally just leaking out as we talk. But it sounds like the McGroarty kid is somebody who's close to being NHL ready. It sounds like he is sort of would you agree, just based on what I'm reading here? It's almost like he is sort of maybe a Michael Bunting type, maybe a Brian Rust type, something like that. Just based on what I'm reading.
I'm trying to read more right now on the fly. Maybe I'll use my first Paul pause of the day.
Right.
So McGroarty announced he's going back to Michigan, where he's currently playing for the 2024-25 season. He announced that in April.
Okay.
Winnipeg offered him a contract to turn pro around the same time, but he hasn't signed an entry-level deal.
He said he wants to go straight to the NHL.
So can the Penguins, and I mean, McGroarty did say he had reservations about his future with Winnipeg earlier this offseason.
Right.
So could this trade signal he wants to play in the NHL and he actually will go and play for the Penguins this year. 52 points in 36 games last year at Michigan.
If the Penguins give him a contract, right? I would think if the Penguins decide that they're going to bring him, I mean, I can't imagine the Penguins do this deal without already knowing they're going to bring this kid to the NHL, right?
I would think so, yeah.
I mean, they're not necessarily going to be they're not necessarily just going to give up their top prospect for somebody that, you know, they might have to wait a year because he wants to play at Michigan one more year.
That's what's so surprising to me. Why Braden Jaeger being given up in this deal when you're trying to accumulate young players, that's the only explanation that I have for it. McGroarty is that much better than Jaeger.
Yeah, McGroarty's also young. I mean, he's also young. He's a little older than Jaeger. But
by a year. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's 20 and Jaeger's 19. Right.
Both of them are young players. And I think that the big thing with this one is, if just reading it again, trying to read it real quick in between segments and whatnot, it sounds to me like the Penguins, I don't want to say soured a little bit on Jaeger, but maybe aren't quite as high on him now as they were when they drafted him.
That has to be the case. Or else, I mean, he signed an entry-level deal with the Penguins in July.
Right.
This was supposed to be the year that Braden Jaeger factored into... I wouldn't say the bottom six, maybe even one of your top forwards on one of the first two lines with Crosby or Malkin. Possibly.
Yeah.
I would think that were the expectations for him, not at the start of the year, but like a Brian Rust, like a Jake Guentzel at some point in the middle of the year, work your way into the lineup as a top six winger.
Yeah. Well, again, it sounds to me like this McGroarty is going to probably be with the Penguins this year. Like with the big club.
Well, unless he retracts his statement that he was going to Michigan, unless everything changed because he's now gone from the Winnipeg organization.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, it feels to me like that's what's going to happen.
I would think that potentially the Penguins got that assurance from him if they were going to make this
absolutely.
Deal.
Absolutely. They had to have.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They're not going to get rid of that. They're not going to get rid of that. They're just not. If they're not going to get rid of a guy like that and then say, well, we have to guess to figure out if this kid's going to come play or if he's going to play for Michigan a year. They're not going to do that.
I wonder if Kyle Dubas offered draft picks first. It was very firm in trying to make it draft picks instead of another player. You know, because draft picks, they're frugal. You can move them around, do whatever you want. You don't know who's going to hit.
Right.
Was Braden Jaeger a player who hit for them? Apparently not good enough from their standards of picking him 14 overall a couple years ago.
Right.
Where this guy's just clearly
It is funny to me. Like I said, it is hilarious to me. When I see this, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of reaction and overreaction, right, about what this actually means. It seems pretty clear to me. And again, I've just kind of in the last 15 minutes this has come about. I would say that he is going to be a member of the Penguins on their NHL team this year, correct? Is that a fair statement?
I'd say so, yeah.
Yes, and then Jaeger's probably going to be the guy, goes to Winnipeg, and they're going to try maybe and see what they can, you know, if they can, whatever. Maybe it might even be a situation of where he fits better with what Winnipeg does than he does with the Penguins, you know? And so they were willing to say, listen, we'll give you this guy who's our top prospect, or I think he's one or two in their system. We want your top prospect, and the Penguins were willing to do it because they just kind of soured a little bit. I don't know. It just is a weird deal right now. It really is.
I try to trust Jesse Marshall with all this in terms of prospect trades and stuff like that. And he's kind of putting out there right now that Jaeger's bound by the CHL-NHL transfer agreement. McGrory was drafted out of the USN TDP. He's free of that agreement via his NCAA eligibility, although that may not matter with a lawsuit pending. So definitely a lot of further information to learn about McGrory. I think it's McGroarty. Is also going to be Yinzer Paradise trying to pronounce that.
You know, Jesse Marshall, who, you know, follows hockey pretty clearly and covers it in this town, he seems to think it's a net win for the Penguins, that they did well in this trade. I mean, again, I don't know what we're basing that on other than maybe we like you know, the skill set a little better. Right?
Yeah, he's taken some numbers from elite prospects, percent chance to become a star, percent chance to become a full-time NHLer. Rutger McGroarty is 6'1", 205, was the 14th pick in the 2022 draft and is 19 years old.
Right. That's just kind of an interesting dynamic. So that's the news there. The Penguins made a deal. We'll come back. We want you back with us after the break to talk more Pittsburgh sports. Heart disease kills one person every 33 seconds. Schedule a heart checkup at UPMC today. I think we've got Jeff Hathorn at 1:30, right?
Yeah, Jeff at 1:30 after the locker room with the Steelers is over.
So is Mike Tomlin talking to the media
today?
Tomlin
is speaking, yes.
As we speak?
Upcoming press conference at 1 o'clock, which is 1:02.
He should be up there. Good afternoon. Right, and generally these training camp press conferences last about 5 minutes.
Yeah, probably 10, 15.
Maybe 10.
It's not the half an hour ones that we're going to get in a couple weeks.
That's because the only reason those are half an hour is because he's got a TV show to do, right?
And you can listen to it right here.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, here's the other interesting tidbit, and you kind of threw this one out. Washington traded away a receiver to the Eagles. Weren't they one of the teams involved in the Ayuk Derby?
Yeah. Yeah, they were. And there was news out of 106.7, I think it is, that there's potentially going to be another move in terms of a wide receiver with Washington that's being floated out there. So who knows what that might be.
Yeah.
Brandon Ayuk.
Who knows?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.